Chapter 4. How to Hate Yourself Completely Without Really Trying. The engine that drove me for 42 years of my life was self-hatred and competition, anger, loneliness, wanting to be heard and wanting to be understood. Now I'm putting a lot of obsessive energy into not doing that, because I think it's going to kill me. It's like metal on metal, grinding out all the joy. But I'm not sure I would have had the motivation I needed to tour and to drive around the country alone for 15 years if I didn't have those things. Matt Nathanson, singer-songwriter. Have you ever heard the story of Icarus? I'll keep it brief, but here's the gist. Icarus was the son of a super important Greek craftsman back in the time when everything was Greek. But due to some unfortunate circumstances, he was captive in a bad place. Icarus is actually like a lot of us, stuck in a bad job or a bad apartment or a bad city or a bad relationship. In his case, Icarus was trapped in the labyrinth that his father had created on Crete. This, too, is not that different from most of us, who are still paying for some of the shitty things our parents did when we were kids. Icarus's father gave him wax and a set of wings and told him to flap his arms and fly away. Sure, it wasn't a perfect plan, but at least he was trying. Before he got up into the air, Icarus's daddy told him to not fly too low, to which Icarus responded by rolling his eyes and being like, "Yeah, no shit, dad," but also warned him not to fly too close to the sun, because the heat from the sun would melt the wax and destroy the wings. This was actually super important advice, the kind a modern dad rarely gives. So Icarus started flapping and flapping, and suddenly he was up and flying, and he was out of the labyrinth, and freedom was definitely in his sights. But here Icarus made a tragic error. He started feeling really good about himself. A lot of people call it hubris, but you can call it cockiness or self-love or anything you want. The point is that Icarus forgot the practicalities of life. He forgot everything he had been taught about physics and heat and wax and safety, and he just felt really super cool, like a 16-year-old borrowing his uncle's sports car for the first time. And much like a new driver behind the wheel of a vintage Camaro, Icarus just thought he was too damn awesome to be careful. Needless to say,